Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Voss, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Here for the next couple hours till 2 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. If you be listening to us out there, if you're live somewhere in Bangladesh, I can't help you.
Hola. What do you say in Bangladesh for hello? To shoot a ping pong ball out of you. No, that's Bangkok.
That's Bangkok.
Bangladesh. Oh, that's like we're in little Bangladesh, actually.
We are in little Bangladesh here.
Our studios.
That's Ryan Pfeiffer, by the way. Over
and,
there.
And that in the do-rag is Patrick Vile.
You have a do-rag on.
Right.
I do. I have to admit it.
You're like Steven Tyler.
It's a lot poorer.
That's the best thing about Steven Tyler. He's how shall I say it, rich as fuck.
Rich as fuck. Although, didn't he have problems or something for a little while? Wasn't he one of those celebs that? I mean, I know he had some really significant drug issues, but didn't
he? Oh, sure.
I thought he might have been.
He's one of these guys that he's a really finances. Seems like a really good guy. I think he gives everyone in his family a fucking job, like somebody's Steven Tyler's chef, and they're his cousins, his driver, etc., etc.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
Nice.
He's doing okay, according to
Celebrity Net Worth.
Yeah. According to this, it says that
100
Steven
million?
Tyler, who is 65 years old.
My guess is 150 million because he owns all the publishing for those stupid fucking songs. That's my guess.
He did write a significant amount of the all, I would say, probably of Aerosmith songs. Steven Tyler is also...
Yes.
According to the Daily Mail.
Right.
Heating up. Steven Tyler, 65, in early stages of a relationship with his 20-something.
Oh, my fucking God.
Personal assistant, Amy.
I tell you what, his kids are like, hey, listen, Dad, if you marry her, we're going to smother you with a pillow in the middle of the night.
A source close to Amy reveals they're not
right.
exactly dating, but it's... not a strictly professional relationship either.
Oh, God. If you're Steven Tyler, you're like, hey, that quote you gave to the Daily Mail, could you maybe say it differently? Because it makes me sound like a real creepazoid.
We got to put this – we'll put this on crab diving.
Shit.
A lot of pictures of Steven Tyler out having fun.
Oh, yeah.
With his assistant. Apparently – they had to go somewhere where he required his assistant. He rode his motorcycle to it.
Oh, my God.
Clinging behind him.
He rides a motorcycle? How old is he?
65.
That's ridiculous.
Young.
That's ridiculous. Does he not like his life? Is he not happy with all the money he's made and all the fun he can have when he's sitting in a fucking wheelchair all day from a motorcycle accident?
He's having fun. He's riding a motorcycle
That's
with
so
a 20-year-old hanging
on his... Oh, yeah. You can ride in a fucking hybrid car with a 20-year-old in the fucking passenger seat.
The 65-year-old rocker, Steven Tyler, has an estimated net worth...
Yes.
Of...
Am I right?
$130 million.
Damn it! I overbid. I said 150. 130 mil. That's...
Steven Tyler's doing okay.
Shit, man. By the way, I gotta pay the power bill in the next 3 days. No, the gas or it gets turned off. Just put that in your iCal. Just to remind me, please. Kate, make a note. We got to pay the gas bill, you know. No more hot water. Good for Steven Tyler, though.
Steven Tyler... How did we get talking about Steven Tyler?
Who knows?
Don't remember.
Who
anyway,
cares?
Here on Crab Nation.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234.
It's a big day for celebrity/actor news. You saw that guy from Seventh Heaven.
I have that here in my spreadsheet.
My God.
Only because you're a big old fan.
Oh, I did. I watched that show. So what?
Any other
Jessica Biel.
Reason I wouldn't have probably...
What's his name? Stephen Collins?
Yeah, the guy who played the dad.
Oh, shit.
Apparently the diddling dad.
Yep.
Stephen Collins played the pastor father.
Yes.
Oh, he was a pastor. I didn't know that.
Oh, listen, even in fiction, these right-wing nut jobs always have, like, you know, quite the skeleton in the closet.
I almost had lunch with this guy.
Oh, really?
I sat at the same table as them at the commissary.
Ooh, too old.
Lot. When they were shooting this show.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not interested in you, dude.
And, oh, I was, yeah.
I mean, wrong sex, wrong age.
Too old at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And wrong sex, I think.
Right. 11-year-old girls.
Because the 67-year-old actor, a couple years older than Steven Tyler.
Right.
Is now, see, you got to be careful. He's embroiled in a prolonged divorce from actress Faye Grant. Who recorded Collins allegedly confessing to sexually abusing children.
Right. Oh, God.
Now, it's currently under investigation by the Popo in New York. TMZ.
Yes.
Is reporting that the ex-wife recorded Oh, this is uncool. A 2012 therapy session.
Yeah.
Without her husband's knowledge.
But if you say something really horrendous in therapy that hurts other people, isn't the therapist obligated to call the police or something?
I was going to say that. I thought they do have those kind of
We need a legal expert.
Laws where they you can't. If you reveal that they have to report it.
Oh, how horrible. I mean, now how do you watch Seventh Heaven? I mean, I used to watch that show, and now it's a little tough.
Gives a whole new meaning.
I mean, you know, I know the guy's a really good actor. He's a real – this speaks to his amazing ability to act.
The only reason he auditioned for it, he probably thought it was Seven and Heaven.
Oh, yes. He misread – you're saying he misread it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. He's a monster. He's a child-molesting monster, but is able – to realistically portray a loving father and pastor to a flock of members. You know what I mean? Like he's able to do that despite being who he is.
Right.
He's like Meryl Streep.
That's what they do. Collins told therapists he had molested or exposed himself.
Oh God.
To the girls years before.
Oh, that was a while back. That was years before when I was 64.
God. The ex-wife's lawyer told her that California law permitted her to secretly record the conversation to gather evidence of the molestation of a child younger than 14.
Ooh, God.
The actor confesses on the tape to sexually abusing at least two girls in New York, another in Los Angeles. Apparently that one he tried to apologize to her years later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry,
geez.
I stuck my finger
in it. There's that one time at the hot tub that was... That wasn't me. I'm the pastor dad from Seventh Heaven. Listen to this fucking hypocrite. You know, he's the guy that when Jessica Biel was 17, I guess she posed for some topless for some publication.
Right.
He came out and he said that was child pornography because I guess he would know.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing...
He's probably pissed because maybe you could see a hair or two.
Oh yes, he was so upset that Jessica Biel was 17.
Yeah, way too old. Too much.
How creepy, man. How fucking creepy.
He has appeared in numerous TV shows and movies. He was in 1979's Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Oh, who was? Wait. The first one? I love that one with V'ger.
Yeah, you'll recall.
Who was he? Who was he in that?
I don't remember. And
was he the guy that got beamed up to the Starship Enterprise and they got all the molecules jumbled and we came up? He looked like a slab of lasagna.
Oh, no.
And then DeForest Kelly was supposed to get on the transporter beam next, and they had to force him into it because I don't want to end up all jumbled.
Yeah, he was like B.A. Baracus.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame him.
Flying in airplanes.
Oh, that's interesting. Is that what you did your graduate paper on?
I did.
Similarities between Bones and B.A.
Right, for my theater degree.
So he was in Star Trek, the motion picture.
He also played Reverend Eric Camden.
Yes.
On Seventh Heaven from, good God, 11 years?
Right.
Seventh Heaven was on? 1996 to 2007.
It's a juggernaut.
Jeez.
Horrible show. I watched it so many times. I would just sit.
Why did you watch it?
I was probably... drunk in the winter and all alone in my apartment in Chicago, and it came on the basic cable
for 11 years.
Yeah, no, I probably watched. I mean, I've seen at least 20 episodes for sure. I mean, I've seen different stages. What are the Camdens' family like? When the oldest son he dates a blind girl. Apparently, that was a big deal. I remember when their middle daughter.
Were there any brown people in this show?
Oh, come on.
Oh,
I don't know. That's hilarious. No. That's no brown people. It's Seventh Heaven.
It's heaven.
Right. It's heaven.
It's
Why would there be non-whites? No. They just had a father who played a preacher who molested, you know, children.
The actor.
Right.
Allegedly.
If he's doing that throughout the years, like, how do you keep that a secret? How does no one that's worked with him for 11 years on a TV show, you're not going to notice something? Something fucked up?
Well, I don't think he's running around with his cock and a 9-year-old.
But people, you know, after everybody figured out that Jerry Sandusky was a real creepazoid, people were like, oh, yeah.
They saw him with his cock in a... kid,
right? I'm just saying, after all these years of being, we don't even know the extent of what this Seventh Heaven dude did. Like nobody knew, nobody saw anything.
Hot and steaming from the sphincter.
Yes.
On TMZ 12 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you listen to our shit live, because
we have TMZ open.
The woman who triggered the NYPD Stephen Collins child molestation investigation told detectives that he had an MO, which began with wandering into her bedroom with only a towel on.
What?
TMZ broke the story. Collins admitted on tape to molesting and or exposing himself to three young girls, one of whom was related to his first wife.
Oh.
According to sources present during the interview with police, the woman claims when she was 10,
oh, shit,
she would sometimes stay with Stephen and his wife,
oh,
at
God,
their New York City apartment.
Oh.
She told cops she would sleep in the guest room. Stephen would wander in after showering,
wearing
only a towel. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Jesus.
What's going on? I play a pastor on TV.
Yeah,
you know.
Here's my big celebrity penis. Got to lock your guest room doors, everybody, because there's some creeps out there, man.
It gets creepier. She claims he would then expose himself.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Well, look at me.
And several times put her hand on his penis.
Oh, God, who wants to see? Hey, who wants to see the seventh heaven dick anyway? No one even wants to see your dick, dude.
She says he would also touch and rub on her.
Oh, God. What a house of horrors.
She claims she would often thwart.
She would say no.
I am thwarting his overtures.
Who the fuck wrote this?
By pretending to be asleep.
Some British reporter. Thwart. What do you think they do at TMZ when they're typing up these reports? Do they pass around a thesaurus? They're like, hey, I need a word for, like, oh, how about thwart? Use thwart.
The woman says that in 2000, yeah, they whip out the...
Yeah, yeah.
Thesaurus. We're told in 2000 the woman contacted Collins' current wife, the one who he's battling
divorcing,
by sending her an anonymous letter warning her that her husband was a child molester.
Oh, shit.
Nothing happened for 12 years. Then, late 2011, Grant reached out to the woman after Collins told his wife about the sexual conduct.
Oh, okay.
And the girls with whom it had occurred.
Oh, shit. He fessed up to his wife. God, what a creep. You're staying at somebody's house, and he's like, FYI, just so you know, you might want to lock your door because we've got random members of the cast of Seventh Heaven. Don't want to drop any names.
Yeah.
Roaming around looking to molest.
Yeah.
How horrible. Oh, God.
Whipping out their messengers of Christ. The,
God, imagine the stories these people have to tell. It's like, hey, do you remember in Seventh Heaven, the guy that played the pastor? Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, my God, really? Oh, Jesus.
The wife sent the woman an email, and she said, Stephen lied when confronted 12 years ago. He said he had a hole in his holy jeans, which was the style then, and you must have seen his genitalia one time.
What style is that? For somebody in their 60s?
Did he put the Prince jeans on backwards?
Oh, yes. Look, it's just the style. You can see my dick.
Yeah, look, here's the tip of my cock.
Listen, this guy's a creep. Hey, by the way, Adrienne Curry chimed in on Facebook about this story, her comment.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
The winner of the first America's Next Top Model.
Right. I remember reading it this morning, and I thought it's germane to the story. Another celebrity opinion ringing in on the Seventh Heaven molestation gate.
Yeah, molestation gate. Seventh Heaven Gate. I he said hi to me, and I found him very nice.
Well,
when I at the same table with the several of the cast members at the commissary one day. There you go. That's my brush with.
Wow.
I didn't smell his fingers or anything. I didn't notice anything untoward.
You're not much of a detective, Columbo.
Yeah.
If only you maybe put the pieces together in that brief meeting, you could have saved these children from years of, you know, sorrow.
I don't want to say that
and angst.
TMZ is covering the fuck out of this.
Right, but they are.
First headline, Stephen Collins, woman tells cops he dropped his towel and molested her. Second headline, Seventh Heaven dad Stephen Collins confessed on tape to child molestation, NYPD investigating. Next headline, TMZ Live, Stephen Collins, child molestation, confession shocks Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Next one, Stephen Collins resigns from Screen Actors Guild board.
Oh.
He was on our board.
Wow. They just couldn't tolerate that.
Next one, Stephen Collins, LAPD revisits investigation in light of story.
Oh, shit.
Stephen Collins, fired from Ted 2.
What's that? A movie?
Filming Ted 2. Yeah, the movie about that talking bear. The talking bear.
Was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch in it? Ted?
Yeah, that was.
Oh,
it?
God. Have you ever seen that movie?
I heard it's good. I haven't.
I saw it. It's fucking hilarious.
I heard it's funny.
It is fucking hilarious. And I was skeptical. Who wants to see Marky Mark in a comedy? He just doesn't strike you as, you know, I don't know, not much of a...
He just walks
around with his lips looking like a fucking baboon's asshole all day.
Multi-talent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but you gotta see Adrian Curry's comments. They're
and
pretty
crazy
good.
Catholic now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Marky Mark.
Oh, is he? Oh,
God. Didn't he say he goes to Mass every morning?
It's got to be the worst thing if you're a celebrity, all of a sudden you're saddled with religion. You just can't live like fucking... Who is the Roman Emperor Nero?
Sure, Caligula.
Caligula.
Much more fun.
No, no. You got to be Catholic.
Oh.
Be all boring.
Well, yeah. Like I said, Caligula.
Oh, yeah.
So the first seven stories on TMZ are all about Stephen Collins. I guess it's a big dealio.
Yeah. There's nothing else to talk about. It's like, we need a famous person to get Ebola. Then they can...
In Hollywood.
Right,
right. Now that you mentioned that. The headlines, we play the headline game, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait.
Here.
I'm sorry, one second. I just wanted you to hear this. Adrienne Curry did weigh in on Stephen Collins. This is what she said on Facebook. Star of America's Next Top Model. Burn his fucking cock and feed it to him.
There you go.
Quote. Okay.
Burn his fucking cock and feed it to him.
That's what she says. I follow her on Facebook. I find her charming.
We talked about the Ebola.
Yes.
That is depending on which station you turn on, nothing to worry about, or it's the zombie apocalypse has begun.
Okay.
Then you can guess which stations those are pretty easily. We like to play the game where we go over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Drudge it down a little bit.
Da, 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 da.
And
I love
see
it.
What the Chicken Littles.
I don't know.
Chicken Littles.
Chicken Littles. Tell me about the wabbits.
What they're screeching about over there. And then we check out what's on the HuffPo or the Commie Pinko Liberal effete.
That's right.
Tend to hang.
Fabulous.
They both are sharing similar theme.
Meet me at the Genius Bar.
Today.
Yes.
Because inexplicably, even the liberals are starting to pick up on this Ebola shit.
Well, it's scary. You're not at all. Listen, years ago, there's similar panic to shark attacks, and then 9/11 happened, and people fucking forgot, and now they're back in the water getting eaten again.
And all those sharks hit the Twin Towers?
No!
Is it a Sharknado that took out the World Trade Center?
No, I'm saying that the 9/11, all the coverage, it shifted focus from what's going on in the ocean to terrorism, to Al-Qaeda.
False flag operation.
Yes. By the sharks.
The false flag. It was hired by the sharks. The sharks trying to distract us from what's going on in the water.
Right, right.
Area 51.
Sharkpocalypse. Sharkopalypse. Whatever.
Agenda 21, is that the new one? Or Agenda?
I don't know what that means.
There's some UN... It's not even a treaty. It's like a...
United Nations?
It's something that... The nations are signing, saying, you know, and we're going to try to do better.
Listen, we're going to do the best we can.
It's not a binding agreement.
On what, shark
But apparently, the lunatics on the – just the lunatics. I don't even know if this is left or right. This is just like Alex Jones kind of lunacy. There's some agenda – they call it – I think it's Agenda 21, something to do with environmentalism or something. But they think it's handing the keys of the United States over – to globalism.
Oh, right. Sign of the Beast?
I think.
Is it Sign of the Beast kind of shit?
And, you know, FEMA camps and
right.
all the above, I think.
I got a barcode.
It's a non-binding, voluntarily implemented action plan. Oh, it's about sustainable development.
Oh, my God. That's like Hitler shit, right? I'm joking. I don't know. What is sustainable development?
Making sure that
it's what's under Stephen Collins's towel.
We're green.
Oh, really?
Section 1, social and economic dimensions directed toward combating poverty, especially in developing countries.
Okay.
Changing consumption patterns, promoting health. Oh, so that's what they don't like. That's what they think, you know, that Obama, Michelle Obama is part of this Agenda 21, that she's trying to make kids eat healthy.
Is this like Soylent Green?
And that they're going to, it's going to be the end of, you know, the world as we know
it. Oh, my
basically.
God. We're going to end up in a meat grinder in a tube. I'm gonna be. What happened in the Matrix? They all lived in little pods, little tubes coming in and out of their assholes.
The Republicans are against it.
Oh God! Of course they are.
We strongly reject the UN Agenda 21 as erosive of American sovereignty.
Hey, can you fix our bridges while you're at it too? Yep. Is that still happening? Are our bridges not being maintained properly?
I'll give you three guesses as to which state became the first to pass a law prohibiting government participation in Agenda 21.
Texas!
A voluntary, non-binding agreement.
Fuck you, commie. I'm not gonna bow to the man.
It is not Texas.
To the Kenyan man? It's not Texas? What? Okay. It's a crazy state, though.
Yes.
See, now, part
I know
of me,
it's hard. I'm sorry. It's
part
hard.
Of me wants to sort of guess. I mean, the easy thing is to go for the South, but, where was Ted Kaczynski's cabin? It was somewhere crazy, right? In the Pacific Northwest, right?
Like in the middle of Montana or something, or Wyoming?
I'm going to say Wyoming is I should have said
Washington State, maybe.
Washington State, who knows?
The first state that took the time to pass legislation.
Alabama.
Excellent.
Really?
Very well done. Yeah. Alabama.
That's one of the sadder states in our nation because they just don't. What? Okay. Here, I have a challenge for you.
Good
Name
God.
Me three things Alabama has come on the right side of history of. Like, it's been right the whole way. Like, probably not equal rights. You know? I mean, they sort of had to be. It was not a good one. Alternative energy sources. Isn't the state of Alabama? Don't they? No,
that's
okay.
Right. They've not banned that. Fracking and
AIDS research.
They've gone totally solar.
AIDS research. Alabama is the flagship of AIDS medical research.
They got rid of the stars and bars and made it a rainbow flag.
The gun control. Now a lot of people in
Alabama have the stars and bars hanging over.
I don't know.
I know one of the Carolinas does.
I don't know. Abortion. They're wait.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They're doing great. Although they may have gay marriage now.
Oh, yes.
Which, when we come back after the break, we have extended discussion of the reactions to yesterday's Supreme Court non-decision.
Oh, it's a great decision, right?
It helps. Ends up being a decision.
It actually helps gay marriage, correct? That's my understanding.
It instantly gave five states gay marriage.
That's a great thing.
And six more. I think one or two have already fallen today.
Teetering.
And so they, by the time it's all said and done, because of the way these have been decided, it's going to be 30.
Well, this is great news. What do you mean? There can only be positive reactions to this, because this is furthering the rights of people. This is about human rights and civil rights.
If you look at it like a compassionate, normal, rational human being,
well,
sure.
Of course. That's
now,
how most people see this.
Now think Drudge Report. Think you're a fan of the Drudge Report.
And then maybe okay, I see what you say. Maybe in Texas there's a few people that have a problem with this. Maybe, Mississippi.
We're going to have an extended segment of reactions to, including some audio of one of our favorites, Brian Fisher. Brian Fisher has an opinion.
Sure.
About what the Supreme Court did yesterday.
I probably know. His opinion probably is.
We'll talk about that after
he's
the break.
He's a negative ninny.
He is a little kind of
a
bummer, isn't he?
He's a bummer.
So the Ebola.
Oh, I love it.
By the way, the gentleman in Texas still around, despite the Israeli media the other day saying that he had died already. Mm-hmm. The guy in Texas still battling for his life, still in critical condition. So far, nobody else.
Right. What about Europe? I read this morning that Europe is spreading across Europe, in France, and all the countries.
There was a case.
Oh, God.
In Spain, this is the first case that has where the person has been exposed outside of Africa that we know of.
Okay.
For this outbreak. That she was a health care worker treating some people in Spain. I guess a couple people, they flew back to Spain to treat them.
Hola.
And she has tested positive.
For Ebola.
A Spanish nurse. Four people are now being monitored. Her husband, two others.
God, we gotta write an End of the World movie for Ebola. What do we call it? What do we call our End of the World movie for Ebola?
I think it's already been done.
It quickly spread throughout Europe.
I just didn't name it Ebola.
First to Spain.
You're right.
Then to Portugal. Then to France.
they're saying that, well, the headline on Drudge.
Get the president on the phone now, damn it!
Of course, Ebola outbreak. Ebola Europe outbreak unavoidable.
Scrambled NORAD.
It is unavoidable.
Right.
If you, you know, can do math and shit.
I think Denzel Washington should be the president in the movie where we face Ebola, where America defeats Ebola. Denzel Washington, commander in chief.
You would feel comfortable with.
Absolutely.
And there's a Republican Congress that keeps fighting him on it because he's black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Who denies it exists?
Yes.
Like AIDS.
I think it would be a great movie, though. We got to think of a good name for it, though. Not just any name, like a really good one.
The World Health Organization chief.
The WHO.
Director. Oh, he's got a great name.
What is it?
I'm trying to open it, but...
We can't get it open.
I'm lost in this...
Call the president! We're going to have to switch to tactical nukes.
I'm lost in a weird loop of...
Are you really? Are you okay?
And pop-ups.
Kate, help him! He's lost in a loop! Bite his ankle! Put a pop-up blocker on, for Christ's sake!
I do! It's hijacking
your computer has been hijacked by Ebola. Fuck!
His name is
Zoolander.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know why it's doing it?
Zuzaphone.
Because you got to have a subscription to
this.
Cunting website. Why would Drudge link you to a website that you got to...
Drudge sucks.
Have a...
who cares?
Zuzana Jacob. Said that... Assuredly, more cases will be found in Europe, but they should be able to well control the disease.
You know who's going to play?
It's like here.
Right.
We're going to get a case or two. It's going to happen. People are keeping their kids out of school in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb, moronic, stupid fucking people.
That's a good idea.
Who need to shove their kids to get educated because obviously their parents are dumb fucks.
No. You're keeping your – if you want to keep your kids out of school in Texas, that means that you want them to understand that the world is not flat. Because that's what they teach.
Yeah, well, but I think even a little bit of public education in Texas
is
better than keeping them at home.
You know, in the movie, Zuzana Zajaho, whoever the world health person is, played by Matthew McConaughey. Bam! Hilarious! Brilliant!
I think he's black.
I want him. I want Matthew McConaughey in the movie fighting Ebola. That and Denzel.
It's a woman.
Oh, shit. Oh, even better.
Oh, so it's like Susanna.
Susanna.
But it's spelled. Listen to how this is fucking spelled. Z-S-U-Z-S.
Right.
So it's Susanna, but the S's are Z-S's instead.
Okay.
Jacob.
You know what I would
tell? She is Hungarian.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, perfect. I would be like, hey, Matthew, you're playing Susanna. I play the same character you did in that car commercial. You remember where you turned the car commercial for the Lincoln thing into a Hamlet? You play that same character, just a little bit more effeminate. Go.
I don't know what that reference is.
You bullshit. We talked about it on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Which one?
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
and the car ad.
It's a Matthew McConaughey.
That's the same character that he's going to play in the Ebola movie.
I haven't seen that ad.
Just effeminate. You haven't seen it?
No.
Do yourself a favor.
I haven't seen it.
It's so ridiculous. We should play the audio. I mean, because it's like... It's ridiculous.
It's for Cadillac?
No, Lincoln.
Or for
Lincoln Navigator. The Lincoln SUV.
Is it like that
He turns the ad into goddamn Hamlet.
Is it like that
Hamlet.
that guy that did that Cadillac ad that got all the shit because it was
No, that guy's
saying,
a dickhead. The guy from Band of Brothers and all the other fuck it, fuck him. Fuck that one percenter. No, Matthew McConaughey's great. He's goodness. No, he's just really good.
Give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO, if you want to spell that shit out. It is a toll-free number brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the NCloud. Save shit tons of money. Go to netcarrier.com for the deets. There, we thank them for the benevolence and the kindness of their 800-855 number.
Right.
Free, toll-free.
We speak your name.
We speak your name.
Right.
When we come back, we should take our break here. Listen to some of our kind sponsors.
Oh, that's right.
Go medicate how you will. Take a drink. Have a bite of whatever.
Relax.
Suck on what you need to.
Unwind a little bit.
We're going to be back in a couple minutes. We've got some reactions to yesterday's monumental undecision.
Yes.
By the Supreme Court.
Right.
To today, you can, if you open your window and aim your ear toward the Bible Belt, you can hear the cries of anguish.
Now, what about gay marriage?
As gay marriage.
Ah, relax.
As vaginas are bumping.
Yummy.
And penises are sword fighting all
Ouch.
Over the country in now marital wedding night bliss.
All of a sudden, people give a shit about marriage. You know, straight people getting divorced left and right. They're like, fuck it. I'm forever and ever.
Well,
fuck that shit.
And that's a sin.
Yeah.
So,
but now they care about marriage all of a sudden.
They're screeching about sanctity of marriage. Then, okay, well, let's make divorce illegal.
No.
Well, hold on a second there, big fella.
No.
Hold on.
Don't be stupid.
Right.
We need that. That's like the most important thing we have.
That's crazy.
I mean,
talk.
For me anyway. Yeah.
We don't care about that part of the Bible.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
I also want to discuss the differences between okra and marijuana.
The difference between okra and marijuana.
We might talk about that a little bit. I don't know.
And I also, later on the show, I don't know why I have this, but I have a list of 15 celebrity geniuses.
Oh, really?
15 celebrities that you might not know.
Mariah Carey.
Are actually above... I don't know if it's the genius level. I think it's over 140 or whatever.
Shia LaBeouf. Jessica Biel.
I will tell you that Shia LaBeouf is not.
Thank Christ.
Unsurprisingly not. On that. We should be like men. We're artists.
Yeah.
We should be like men.
Shut up, stupid.
He's doing another.
Have fun on your crotch rocket.
Or recently did another performance art thing.
Oh, really? Fascinating.
Do you remember his latest was.
Right.
He rented a little storefront here in West Hollywood.
Right.
And you could walk in, I believe, for a price.
He's jacking off into a sock.
And sit across a card table from Shia.
And throw food at him?
Who was sitting there silently. You couldn't say, you can't touch him. You just sit there and talk. You just sit there and look at him. And he was wearing a bag over his head that said, I'm not famous anymore.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I mean, he's crazy. What's wrong with him?
Now, his latest, I think, was he was going to run around the perimeter of some museum.
What a dickhead.
I really don't know exactly what
it means. I can't
stand
him.
And he was inviting – that's his next performance.
Thank God.
Art.
He's not a genius, correct?
I think he's dumb as a box of rocks.
Dirk Benedict, is he on there? Genius?
Dirk Benedict from the A-Team.
And Battlestar Galactica.
And Battlestar Galactica. Ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back.
Okay.
Not the A-Team movie that those of you...
Oh, that's gross. We're not talking about that. The television series, man.
Right. We're going to be back after the break with more Crab Nation.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier NCloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling the Podcast and the Business Making Town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting
Woo!
Crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, live on Crab Nation Tuesday with you here on the VOC Nation worldwide on the VOCNation.com.
You always got to make sure when these... when you know the mic is hot.
You're right.
Did what I say go out? It would...
That's a big bull. I think that's Osiris. 1,800 pounds and do whatever the heck I want. I can respect that. Take a long way.
Come on. That is the new Lincoln commercial. Starring Matthew McConaughey.
I gotta tell you, I saw that commercial like 18,000 times at my parents. They have normal TV. They civilized people. And at 3/4 of the way into the fucking conversation, into the fucking thing, I'm like, I'm sucked into this commercial.
It's amazing.
I'm watching this commercial.
It's truly amazing. Wow.
That's evil.
I wonder how much he got paid for that.
A shit load, right?
A shit ton of money that he could save at netcarrier.com if he's so inclined. So yesterday,
right?
It was an important day in Supreme Court indecision.
Right.
Because of their indecision, we talked about extensively yesterday, basically gay marriage is happening in a lot more places and will be happening in a lot more states very, very soon.
Coming to a theater near you.
Scalia's doom and gloom, the
gay
sky is falling prediction.
Marriage. Yeah.
His prediction that he made during, I think it was the Windsor case.
People are going to marry animals.
Was that... you know, Justice Roberts said, well, this is a very narrow case. And but Scalia, crying on for the dissent, for the losing side, said, this is going to – it's going to open the door for gay marriage everywhere. It's going to happen everywhere.
Great. Great.
And he's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So by not accepting these appeals of these – five states yesterday.
We will not accept your
appeals.
The Supreme
Court says
no.
We are allowing the lower court decisions to stand, and all the lower courts had decided that it was unconstitutional to ban gay marriage.
America's gay, y'all. What up?
Or in those states, already people are getting married.
Are we now officially the gayest planet? The gayest nation on the planet. Are we the gayest planet?
The Netherlands has had it for 15 years?
You know, you can get gay married on Venus.
Or something.
I didn't know that.
The Netherlands is doing okay.
Yeah, the Netherlands. They have that. We looked at the happiness survey, and the people in the Netherlands, the Netherlandese, are in fact the happiest
on the
fucking planet.
The
We're miserable.
And the Danish and the all
the Danes
that have free health care and free. Germany just added. Did we talk about this at all? That Germany now German universities.
Oh God!
Universities.
Yeah.
Are free.
Oh shit.
Free.
That. Wait, are you saying people that aren't paying back student loans are happier?
And they're free if you go to Germany.
What? Oh.
If you move to Germany, they'll edumacate you for free.
What if you have a child and you're like, okay, crotch spawn, I'm shipping you off to Europe. You can go to college in Germany for fucking free.
You can throw them to Germany and
you can stay here and pay for it the rest of your fucking life.
Exactly.
It's your choice.
And make sure that the government and the banks make a little bit of money on your interest.
A little bit.
Interest.
Well, good for the Germans. They're officially better than us. They are.
They are. I concur.
God, we suck.
When it comes to
suck so much dick over here.
America kind of sucks right now.
America's an asshole.
A lot of ways.
What's wrong with us?
It needs help.
God damn it.
Surprisingly.
Yes?
I say... sarcastically, there have been some reactions to the decision or the non-decision of the Supreme Court yesterday. And one of the guys that we frequently play clips of here on the show is the American Family Association's Brian Fisher.
Now, he's a fellow in our field. He's a colleague, so to speak.
He's one of our colleagues. He's a fellow broadcaster.
On the internet.
On the internet and on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Go to youtube.com/crabgather.
So proud to be a part of this genre. And lots of great
people
in it.
That I am sexually attracted to males.
Brian Fisher.
Again, and now you can marry them, Brian.
Now you can marry
them. So relax. It's all good. Don't worry about it anymore.
So Brian Fisher went on his YouTube channel/radio show.
Yes.
And you can imagine what he's got to say. Here's here's the first part of Brian Fisher's. This is pretty indicative.
He's a dick.
Of the massive butthurt, pun intended,
yes,
that opened up yesterday after this happened.
The gaping.
This is the de facto Roe v. Wade of sodomy-based marriage. Let me repeat. This inaction, this decision not to decide, this action not to act, this represents the de facto Roe v. Wade of sodomy-based marriage. It's going to be virtually impossible now to stop this press and this push toward nationalizing, imposing on every state in the union marriage that is based on the infamous crime against nature.
Do you remember that great argument in Three Amigos where they're arguing whether
Three's Company
with Jack Tripper?
Is Jack Tripper Company reference?
Jack Tripper and Don Knotts are arguing over whether or not El Guapo is in fact infamous.
Right.
Do you remember the infamous El Guapo?
Right.
What does infamous mean? The infamous crime against nature.
The infamous crime against nature. Sodomy.
That's my wrestling name, by the way. If I was going to be a wrestler, I would take the moniker.
Sodomy?
No, infamous crime against nature. Ryan Pfeiffer.
That's a lot to put on a cape.
Yeah, fit that on a mug.
Right.
Merch.
So Brian's a little upset.
Sodomy-based, what does he say? Sodomy-based relationships?
It's going to, yeah, you're going to force it deep. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Push deep and hard into all of the rest of the country.
You should have played the Voices sexy Disneyland music.
You're right.
A little porn music under.
I wish I could mix.
Oh, it's so sexy.
Oh,
yes. A gaping hole.
Brian Fisher here, he continues.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Supreme Court today, they're trying to pretend we're not involved. We haven't settled anything. We haven't addressed this issue. It's not before us. We're not going to deal with it. We're not going to make a ruling on this. But they have made a ruling. Their decision today imposes sodomy-based marriage on 11 states that don't want it, that voted against it, that have constitutional and legal protections in their states against the recognition of sodomy-based marriage, and the Supreme Court said, we don't care. Just suck it up. You're going to have to deal with it. We're going to impose it on you by our refusal to act. That's the bottom line. Supreme Court cannot dodge responsibility here. They've made a decision themselves today. The Supreme Court just imposed same-sex marriage on 11 additional states. It's unconscionable, unconstitutional, and completely, absolutely un-American.
Suck it up. Just suck it up.
You need to suck up. Here's a big cup of sodomy-based marriage. Suck it up.
Just felch it up.
Suck it up.
Sorry, that's the most horrible thing I've ever said.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But whatever. Listen, sodomy-based marriage. I didn't know. Is that his term?
I can't. I don't.
Oh, God. You know, I was in a vaginally-based marriage.
Were you?
I guess. I don't know what would be. Sodomy-based marriage. He's a scream, man. Suck it up. Suck it up, stupid.
So they're telling us just suck it up.
Implications. Unconscionable. Unconstitutional. God, he's got the rhetoric.
Unconscionable, unconstitutional, and un-American.
Cha-ching.
Ta-da.
Good for you, buddy. Uh-huh. Suck it up. Suck it up. Take this sodomy-based marriage and suck it up.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Unconscionable, unconstitutional, unconstitutional, and un-American.
What a fucking dick.
Oh, he's all upset, though. It's great.
He's hilarious, man.
He's all worked up now.
That's a great clip. Shit. You got to isolate suck it up.
Someone else.
Suck it up!
Someone else who we talk about frequently on the show here.
Yeah.
I don't have a clip
now
of this dude, sadly. I apologize.
Suck it up.
But Colorado's own Gordon Klinging Shit.
This guy, we have not heard from him in weeks. He is horrible. This is a horrible person.
Is he chaps they call him? Pastor Chaps or some shit like that?
Assless Chaps.
Assless Chaps.
That was his name on the wrestling team in high school.
Leather Chaps. He's running for state legislature. We've talked about him a million times. He's the chaplain that was disgraced chaplain who was invited to leave the military because he wouldn't quit ramming the Jesus-specific religion down.
Is he for or against sodomy-based marriage?
Well, here you go. He was opining about the decision to not hear the appeals yesterday.
Suck it up, Gordon.
Said, don't worry, sodomy's still banned by God in all 50 states.
Oh, wait, this just in. Banned by God and Harry Potter. Don't forget that.
Really, don't
worry.
Two
deities.
I think Harry Potter is okay with gays.
Harry Potter is a god or not.
Dumbledore was...
He's a wizard.
By the way, spoiler alert, Dumbledore was a gay. That's
Which one was he?
That explains the wand obsession.
Alan Rickman?
No, that was Harris before he died, right?
Richard Harris.
No, who was the first Dumbledore?
Ed Harris.
Richard Harris was the first Dumbledore, and then he went to the big actor Green Room in the Sky, and they got another Dumbledore, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. It was Willem
Dafoe.
You know
who would have been the best Dumbledore was
Andy
O'Toole.
Dick? Who? Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole.
Oh, my God.
I think would have been.
Only British for you, you snob. You snob! Are wizards deities? That's the question on the table.
No.
Okay, so Harry Potter is not a god, but still in favor of gay marriage. Sucking it up.
I would think so.
He's sucking it up.
So the Gordon Kling shit emailed the members. He couldn't even wait on this one. He had to send out an email blast.
Right.
To all the members of his Pray in Jesus' Name project.
Okay.
He was sad about the cruel judges now denying kids' rights in 30 states.
What do you mean kids' rights?
Every child, quote, has a right to a mom and dad. Cruel judges now deny kids' rights in 30 states. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear any of the 7 possible appeals from 5 states that would protect traditional marriage between one man and one woman. This dereliction of duty...
Uh-oh.
Not what comes out of your butt or what's on the end of your dick if you do some butt-fucking. D-U-T-Y. Not duty, duty.
Yeah, okay. Liquid U.
The dereliction of duty allowed bad lower court rulings to enforce homosexual marriage. In quotes.
Suck it up.
By the way, is in quotes.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. It's against the will of the voters. Many children will now be told by the government, you can't have a mother. You get 2 dads instead.
Who tells them? Is someone visit your house and say that?
The black vans.
Oh, is it? They no, no.
Pull up outside.
No, they just come over to your house and they read a little statement. This is from Barack Obama.
They grab your mother. They dart her.
Yes.
They drag her off.
Now daddy has a husband.
Now you got 2 dads.
So are they forcing kids to have 2 dads or 2 mommies?
This just in, he says.
Suck it up, kids.
He says this just in.
Okay.
Sodomy is still banned by God in all 50 states.
Good Christ.
Gay marriage now legal in 30 states?
Not banned by the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Only 3 states voted for that.
Not banned by Vishnu. He doesn't care.
Meaning it was imposed on kids in 27 states by oligarchs.
Mohammed bans gay marriage.
Against the voters' will.
Okay.
38 states had bans before this judicial, all caps, tyranny overruled the people's will.
Zeus is for gay marriage. I'm checking in with all the gods.
And here we go. God,
yes,
will have the last word.
Okay. What about Jesus? Is Jesus for gay marriage? Jesus is not God. God's Jesus' daddy.
This is an evangelical lunatic, so Jesus is God, right?
Right. But for the Catholics.
Wait, how does that work?
I don't know.
Because
I didn't go to, like, Bible
school. But you're a Protestant.
My parents aren't lunatics. They're not sending me to Bible study every 5 minutes when I was a kid.
So you don't remember? I wonder how that works, because according to the Catholics,
right,
they've justified their, quote, logic of this whole God, Jesus, Holy Spirit thing.
Suck it up.
As they're all somehow 3 parts of the same entity.
Hoogity boogity. Yo, oh, math. They justified it through ciphering.
Well, God's like Sybil.
Oh, okay.
Like God has multiple personalities. And
who played Sybil?
Sally Field.
Okay.
And the what was I talking about?
How the Catholics subdivide the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, how do the Protestants?
Well, listen, this is how you do it.
Is Jesus God or
right.
is he the Son of God?
He is both.
So therefore, he's
both. Past that, I'm not too sure, because during Sunday school, I used to do this thing where I would pretend I was somewhere else and didn't listen.
I see.
Which I think most people do, because it's so boring.
I still don't get it then. I still don't understand.
Did you ever get homework in Sunday school and they were like, bring this
Catholic,
back next week?
Every day
week.
Was Sunday school for me. God. I went to Catholic school. Every day was Sunday school.
I never did a lick of work in Sunday school because it's stupid. It's fake school.
Was it on Sunday?
Yeah, every morning. Every Sunday morning.
Wait,
every,
then you had to go to church?
Yes. 9:30, Sunday school starts.
After or before church?
Before.
Oh, okay.
Because listen, I think the reason it's before is because –
You think you church open with Bible study and then go to church?
Well, here's my reasoning. Church is where you give the check, the money.
Right. Church is the headliner. The priest is the headliner.
Sometimes they would have early church. Now, you could do early church and then Sunday school, but early church started at 8:30.
Did the priest or the pastor?
We don't have a priest.
The pastor, minister,
right.
whatever you call them.
We're Christians.
Snake oil salesman.
Yes.
Did he run the Bible study or did they have minions?
Oh, no. Lots of minions.
Ah, I see. Creepy.
Yeah. Oh,
all
totally.
Creepy. It's really all
hey,
creepy.
Listen. It's I learned a lot.
Gordon Clingy Shit says, we're not done. We're fighting back. We will fight to defend traditional marriage as Jesus defined it in Matthew 19:4-6.
A reference?
Between one man and one woman.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, who knows?
One love, one life. I believe that's Bob Marley lyrics.
Matthew 19,
Matthew
4.
Matthew McConaughey.
And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?
That's so boring and dry.
And said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Sounds like you're reading the Holy Hand Grenade.
So then, that's why I'm doing it that way. So then... They are no longer two, but one flesh. Three is right out. You shall count to... that's definite. That's, holy hand grenade shit.
Right.
Therefore,
crazy.
What God has joined together, let not man separate.
I think the book of Matthew should only be read by Matthew McConaughey.
By the way, that's from the New King James Version.
Oh, the new version. Oh, shit, I've got the old one. There's a new one? Kate, update my Bible.
Now, in the New International Version, this is pretty Englishified.
Oh, hello.
Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason a man will leave his father. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, a lot of blah, blah, blah,
so
blah, blah, blah,
more,
blah.
That one's more casual.
Oh, yes.
In that version.
Hey, have a seat, relax. It's casual Jesus.
So whoever those people are that read that version of the Bible.
Don't wear a tie.
I guess, right?
That's, how casual is it? Can
which
you drink?
Version do you guys?
The one with the pictures. I don't know. The good book, the Bible, the King James Version. That's what all the Southern Baptists, I'm not a Southern Baptist, but that's what they always wave around. They're like, this is the Word of God, the King James Version and nothing less.
I see.
Because it's not translated. But wait a minute. It's in English. How do you explain that, lunatic?
You guys all speak Aramaic and
oh yeah,
and
Greek. Oh yes. By the way, there's a bunch of people in Georgia that they all go to church. They're all smart enough to pick up Aramaic.
Are you taking Spanish, French, or Aramaic?
I'm taking Aramaic.
Oh yeah, I'm
Aramaic
sure,
too.
I'm sure a Mideastern language would be really popular down in Georgia right
now. It's Jesus' language, stupid.
I'm learning Farsi.
Yeah, there's people down there. It's not a great place to learn language, the South.
Really?
It's not really. Listen to what they do to their own.
Well, right. There's some Southern accents that are...
What?
Genteel. Like Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter has a nice... He just kind of clips his words a little bit like this. I mean, he's got a very...
Yeah, yeah.
I think that whatever part of Georgia he's from,
He's rich. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he's,
I see.
He's, it's, that's, if, generally, if you're poor and you don't have a shitload of money, you say river. But if you own a plantation, you say river. It's different. Like what's his face? His character in House of Cards. River. Dude from American Beauty or whatever his fucking name is. You know what I'm talking
Kevin
about.
Kevin Spacey.
Right, right. He's a gentleman.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Yes. Oh, what a dick.
Of the sovereign, wonderful republic and state of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Ted Cruz weighed in.
Yummy.
He's
really, for it.
Really,
is he excited?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
He's has been running around saying that we shouldn't be worried about a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United because, you know, freedom of speech and stuff.
Yes.
But now he has said, while most Republicans shied away from commenting Monday on the Supreme Court's historic decision to let stand a slew of lower court rulings legalizing gay marriage.
He used the word slew.
He called the decision tragic.
No, oh, okay.
And indefensible. Quote, by refusing to rule if the states can define marriage, the Supreme Court is abdicating its duty.
Duty.
To uphold the Constitution.
An abdication. Good God. He's a leader in Texas. Who the fuck is his audience? He needs to think about his audience.
He says it's beyond dispute that when the 14th Amendment was adopted 146 years ago as a necessary post-Civil War era reform, it was not imagined to also mandate same-sex marriage.
Well, who knows what people imagined in the Civil War? I mean, I mean that's a whatever.
He's not happy.
He's got to
now.
Suck
he
it up.
Says
you just need to suck it up, Teddy.
He says now that it's up to the elected representatives, the people, that they're going to need a constitutional amendment. So he wants a constitutional amendment that says the states can define marriage.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that because that's one of those human rights, a civil right, whatever.
Well,
you can't leave that up to the states.
That hasn't stopped us before, but right now there's just no way with the way the states are. They're not going to get 2/3 of the states to vote for a constitutional amendment. First of all, they got to get the majority of the legislatures in all those states to vote.
Right.
And then they got to get together and all vote.
Why don't they just shut the government down again? That seemed like...
Oh, that might be coming still.
That seems like that's what they're good at. That's their jam.
And expect that. I mean, it kind of has been shut down. I mean, it was officially shut down when Ted did his little... after his filibuster and shit like that. But since the brown guy got into the White House, they've done nothing.
Right.
Good for the country.
Well, we're going
Obama
after,
liked it.
We're going after ISIS. That's good. That's good for the country,
reluctantly,
isn't it? Okay.
On their part. And they don't want to come in and vote on it. They don't have the balls. They don't have the sacks to come in or the big giant swinging clits to come in and vote and say, yes, we're going to war with ISIS. They don't have the balls to do that.
Right.
Because they don't want to be held accountable.
But weed's legal. They made weed legal.
Where? Only in this, the people are making. There's ain't a lot of legislatures going out making weed legal. These are ballot initiatives.
Okay.
For the most part, that are making.
So what are they doing? What are they doing for us?
And those are state legislatures. Those aren't the United States government.
Right.
They're doing nothing. That's the problem. They're doing nothing.
If you can make a deal with the Senate. Or the House, if you said, listen, we'll make abortion legal, but you have to make weed totally legal, would you take that deal?
We'll make what?
Abortion illegal, weed totally legal. Would you take that? Would you trade that one?
No.
I wouldn't either. Well, what would you trade? This is a fun one. What would we trade? What Republican thing? What do the Republicans really want to ram through that we as liberals hate? But what do we have on the other side of that we could trade? You know, like how you go to school and you're like, oh, I'll trade you my beans for your pizza?
Guns.
Ooh, shit. That's a tough one. Guns for weed? No gun control. No, we're done with gun control. That's a thing of the past. But you got to make weed totally legal.
Wait, no gun control.
No gun control.
But
we have to
weed
get,
is legal.
Totally legalized. You can go. You can go down to Walmart and buy an eighth of Kush.
Well, we're getting there now.
So we don't need to trade gun control.
Right.
All right. It's just a fucking game.
But I mean,
it's an exercise.
There's guns everywhere now, anyway.
Right. Oh, it doesn't matter.
And weed's becoming legal, so we got.
So we have.
We have that situation.
That's the both worlds.
We're not getting guns.
I get high and shot the fuck up.
Right. Great. There was a. We posted a meme on. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving or tweet us during the show at crabdiving.
Yeah.
But on the Facebook, it's something about guns.
Hello.
And I said, well, I just don't understand the opposition to the background check. I don't get it. Most places you go when you buy a gun, you got to do it anyway. But extending that to, you know, these gun shows and shit like that, I don't understand the argument against that. And they say, sure enough, a guy posted a response on our page. It said the slippery slope, you know, well, they're using it as a registry. And then they're going to come get your guns.
Fuck off, dude. You get to register a car. It's just, you know.
But they're not. There's even laws that said you can't register. They're checking you against just a general database to make sure you're not a felon and shit. And then it comes back. Nobody is logging that you've just bought a gun. And, in fact, they had provisions in a lot of these laws that they were proposing that made that specifically illegal.
But don't you have to have a permit to own a gun?
In most places, yeah.
So that's
certain
a record.
Certain types of gun.
That's a record. What? So you have to have a permit to own a rifle.
It depends. Not everywhere. Some places, like, you could own a shotgun and shit, and you don't have to register that with anybody.
Wow.
In certain places.
Damn.
So, yeah, Ted Cruz.
He's a shithead.
Ringing in, whining, QQ, cry.
How does Louis Gohmert feel about it? Is he rang in?
He's busy screaming about Ebola.
Oh, sure. Is he? Is that his thing?
Oh, I had to sneeze. Sorry.
God bless you.
Yeah, he. Remember, he said that Obama sent 3,000 soldiers over to catch Ebola and bring it back.
But we ain't got one boot on the ground.
Yeah,
for ISIS.
Meanwhile, I guess our things aren't going well right now today in the Iraq.
Oh, shit.
That there's a town that – I don't have it open, but there's an important border town with Turkey that I guess ISIS is taking right now.
Oh, shit.
So, and then they're saying that our helicopters are getting involved. Now, this is a different type of air support.
Yeah.
Helicopters are easier to bring down.
Oh, no, man.
So – you know, this is one of those situations where they're like, the whole boots on the ground is bullshit.
It's going to be another Black Hawk Down kind of thing, right?
No boots on the ground.
Like in Somalia?
That one, I think the president's bullshitting. That's spin. We're not going to put boots on the ground.
Don't we have special forces there and Jack Bauer types?
We're going to end up there.
Yeah.
So, Peter LaBarbera, or LaBarbera, I don't know how he pronounced
it. Hanna-Barbera.
Who we also
frequently... Hey, boo-boo.
Talk about some of his writings. He's got one of my favorite responses now.
Right.
He said Roe v. Wade, like Brian Fisher did. It's another Roe versus Wade. This is as bad as killing the babies, letting the homos put their dicks in each other's starfish and letting the ladies...
Is that what he said?
Rub their clamel regions together.
Clamel.
Where'd
you go to medical school?
They said they're trying unelected judges or imposing homosexual marriage in the nation. Hubris rules the day, he said.
He thought about that before he said it. That was like one of those things. He's like, he's just writing on a bar nap before he went up, did his little speech. Hubris!
Each decision bastardizes America's noble quest for racial justice by invoking equality for unions based on disordered sexual behavior.
That doesn't even make sense.
That can never be equal to God-ordained sex within marriage. God-ordained sex.
Every time you've hooked up with somebody, no matter how bad the sex, God ordained it. How does God ordain that?
I don't think he does.
How does that work?
I think only certain.
Oh, certain.
You got to have a ring on that finger. No shit. And then only be Christian.
Oh, man.
Christian ring.
It's a very, I mean, Muslim according to these right-wing nut jobs, there's very few sexual encounters on this planet that are, in fact, ordained by Lord God.
Right. The notion that 9 men and women in black robes know more about what constitutes marriage than 76% of Oklahoma's voters.
You hear that? Black robes.
Insulting and preposterous.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. It doesn't. You're telling me 76% of Oklahoma's voters are dumb as fuck and that the 9 people in the Supreme Court are smarter than them? Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes, they are.
I think that's probably absolutely 100% true.
If you were choosing upsides in a game of trivia.
I'll take one.
Any of those motherfuckers.
Even Scalia.
Yeah. I don't think
any of them are dumb. They're evil as fuck. But none of them are dumb on the Supreme Court.
At the very least, they've read more books than most people in Oklahoma.
Now,
sorry,
La Barbera says, now is the time for civil disobedience on a massive scale.
That is hilarious.
We hope that statesmen and citizens alike,
statesmen
in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Indiana, Utah, and Virginia, indeed, any state where the people's will has been robbed by elitist judges, they will reassert their state sovereignty against escalating judicial supremacy.
You know,
now, this
right.
is the guy
yes.
who was wiping jizz off of his computer screen after he read about the Hobby Lobby decision.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got to use a special towel with that, or you get lint everywhere
and
on that plasma.
And loved how they stuck up in the Greece versus whatever that person was.
Greece.
ACLU. Greece, New York.
Oh,
where they said you can pray at government meetings.
Oh, yes.
To Jesus.
Sure. Or to...
love that decision.
Yeah.
That's the right decision. But now they're evil. They're tyrants, powerful elites dominating politics, he says. Elitist judges escalating judicial supremacy.
Elitist judges. Escalating. Oh, it's so dramatic. All these, you know, it's so funny. All the writing is so goddamn dramatic. I mean, it's as if they all are sitting around with like Comp 101 teachers, and they're like, no, different word, something more interesting. Slew. You slew instead of many.
Homosexual activists yearn to be told that their defining sin is not sin at all.
Jeez, no bias in that term.
And
homosexual activists.
And legalizing genderless marriage, quotes around it, is their holy grail to achieve that end.
It's not genderless, dumbass. It's either two dudes, two women. They have gender.
Love is love, we're told, or rather scolded. But God is not mocked. The scriptures are clear that homosexual practice is an offense against both God and the very bodies of those who practice it.
Jeez, how creepy.
As is. Oh, he put in parentheses
the very
just
bodies.
To make sure.
I'm
remember.
Practicing.
He put in parentheses just so you're sure to remember, as is all sexual immorality.
Right, as is. But no.
The truly loving thing for Christians to do, he says.
69.
Is not to bless same-sex relationships, but guide the men and women caught up in false homosexual identities to the one Jesus, who will forgive them and guide them to a life pleasing to God.
Can you imagine? This is what I'm doing later today. I'm going to go to my gay friends and guide them into their true identity.
I'd like to try that.
I'm going to talk to a few people.
A couple of them.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, how stupid, boy. I mean, you know. Right-wing America. What a bunch
There's
of idiots.
So much going on.
Brian Fisher has the best buzzword, the best label. Sodomy-based
alliterative thing
marriage. Sodomy-based marriage.
Unconstitutional, unconscionable, and un-American.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Then he fires off, you know, like a bottle rocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? Bam!
You'll be surprised to learn that Pat Robertson, not happy.
Oh, he's
also,
upset. He's so upset.
He said that they're basically they punted on the decision. They're again the same argument. They're overriding the wishes of the states. He also compared it to Roe v. Wade. That's their talking point right now.
Oh yes,
it's the same thing they did to us with the killing the babies. Here's a quote. It's the same thing with abortion. Instead of letting the people decide as they should have under the Constitution, it was taken out of their hands by the Supreme Court decision. Here's the thing. They don't want to decide state by state for abortion. They want constitutional amendment that outlaws abortion. They
right.
want – he's saying, well, it should be the states to decide. They don't want the states to decide that. They want the federal government to decide on their side.
Right.
And when they don't, that's when they say, well, why don't you let the states decide?
They're jerk-offs, man.
That's the same shit they did with the letting black people marry white people.
Oh, yeah.
And civil rights.
Ugh.
Don't tell us what to do. If we don't want the Negroes to vote down here, you don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, I don't think most people feel this way. I think these are just these lunatic right-wing politicians. I think most people are probably happy that there's gay. And how many more states can people get married in? Do you have same-sex marriage?
It's up to 30 now.
Up to 30? That's good.
It's going to be very soon up to 30.
Right.
And then all it's going to take is a suing or two and a couple of these other district courts to weigh in.
Yeah.
But now they've got the Supreme Court's indecision. The only thing that could probably get the Supreme Court to take a look at it is if one of these circuit courts voted poorly.
Right.
And decided that, you know what, you can ban gay marriage if you want.
And
they
that,
thought it was constitutional, right. Which I don't see how it's going to fly.
Yeah. That's the difference. Like, daddy has to come down and say, okay, Mississippi, what you did earlier wasn't right, so now we'll fix it. Don't worry about it. We understand that you're not mature enough to think for yourselves on this to make the right decision, so we'll help you.
But the fact that they didn't even pick up the – you know, it only takes four votes. Even though a Supreme Court majority obviously is 5 out of 9
yeah.
On the decisions, to take a case, it only takes 4 of them. So they don't want any tyranny of a majority in the Supreme Court to avoid bringing up a case.
Okay.
So if you can get 4
yes.
to bring it up, that's all you need. So obviously, they didn't have 4.
No.
For the Supreme Court. Or if they had it, if the 4 Christo fascists, Alito, Roberts, Thomas, and Scalia,
yes,
if the 4 of them, if the 4 of them knew that they would lose, because Kennedy, the flip flopper,
yes,
leans toward gay marriage. All of his decisions have been pro gay marriage.
Right.
So they might have just thrown in the towel and said, well, fuck it. We know we're going to lose.
So just not hear it.
5-4. Why should we come down on maybe the bad side of history?
Absolutely, dude.
And have an opinion written about it we can just leave the lower court to do it. Now, we don't know what happened. It could also have been Roberts. They say, you know, because Roberts' legacy, he might be worried about a little bit.
Yeah.
And with all these 5-4 decisions, it doesn't look great. To your legacy as a chief justice, if you have a shit ton
of decisions on the wrong
of
side,
5-4s,
yeah,
even because that means that you've led an obviously partisan court, probably.
Hey, how does it work with the Supreme Court? I've never kind of ever thought of this. Do they work in the same building? Do they each have their own office, or are they in their?
It's an open cube section. They're all together.
Are you serious?
No, of course they all have their own.
Well, I don't know.
They each have their own wing, I'm sure.
It's not a cube farm.
Suite of offices and
right.
herds of assistants and people like that, yeah.
Interesting. So they all come down to the same building. They have a break room?
I'm serious. Probably. Executive bathroom and everything.
Does Alito run into Scalia at the copy room? And he's like, I got
to
make a copy.
Next to each other at the urinal?
How much longer are you going to be at the copy machine? I got to get some shit binded.
Lift the robes up to try to find that dick under that big fat gut of Scalia?
I don't know.
Try to piss next
to John Roberts helps him.
He does.
I'm being serious. Is one of them like, hey, why didn't you make more coffee? Use the last bit.
I wouldn't think so.
Worst thing you can do, office etiquette. Take the last bit of coffee. Oh, really?
I think there's minions running around getting them coffee. Ginsburg is using the microwave.
But in all practicality, why would they not work at the same place? So they can watch. So you know.
But they don't really. They
don't have an office.
They do, but they don't. They get together and confer very little.
Do they take lunch at the same time?
I don't know.
Do you think they all like? Where are you going? You going to Subway? Hey, pick me up at Turkey Club.
Possibly.
It's time with no fucking mayo, asshole.
They're human,
right?
But
I just wonder how much they're like the normal everyday guy that goes to work for a job, the Supreme Court.
Nuts.
So how do they identify with us? I'm just kidding. That's not where I'm going with this. But I actually was honestly, I'm interested. They should make a movie about that.
But that's not all that crazy. I mean, you know, the background of the Supreme Court,
where they were
historically been the same old white guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it was a while ago. Finally someone put a brown one there.
We call in temps all the time. They're like, oh, God, I need this shit alphabetized. Call in a guy.
So that was Pat Robertson.
Well,
also slightly displeased.
Wow, I love that these right-wing lunatics aren't predictable at all in how they are going to react to this.
Really? Yeah.
They just never disappoint. You know exactly what they're going to say, something stupid.
There was another article that I glanced at that what's this guy's name? He's got a radio show on Sirius.
Ooh, fancy.
On the gay channel.
Oh, really?
And he's been on Howard Stern.
Who is it?
Oh, he's got a great – Michelangelo Signoroli or something like
that's
that.
That's his name?
He's like a, he, yeah. He's a,
that's a great name.
And
– Michelangelo Signoroli.
I think he wrote on the HuffPo that now the right is going to, you know, crawl back into its den and lick its wounds, but they're already – preparing their battles. They're going to go at it like Roe v. Wade. They're going to chip away at it. Instead of saying make abortion illegal, they're going to say ultrasounds. They're going to say,
oh God.
They're going to say waiting period. They're going to say you need
for guns
privileges.
Is this for guns? Is this what you're talking about, or abortion?
The gay marriage.
Oh.
That they're going to come after that one.
Oh, I see.
But they're going to start with that gay marriage is – I don't see how they're going to win this one.
Yeah.
But then I didn't see how they could win these horrible abortion rulings that they've been passing. Now, those are starting to go away
I think
the higher they go. But
before you buy a gun, they should make you – we should just make the rules crazy, make you have an ultrasound, make you have
right.
a waiting period.
but with the gay marriage thing, one of their plans is to try to make sure that – gay couples can't adopt.
That's
you
never going to fly.
But you laugh. I mean,
they're not going to do that.
Who would think a forced ultrasound up your twat?
Shit. We need Batman.
A government-forced medical, unnecessary medical procedure. Forced upon a sovereign citizen of
that's
the United
crazy,
States.
That's crazy, man.
That passed. So, I, you know, it's like when you think about the gay marriage thing, that would pass in Arkansas.
Yeah.
That would pass in Mississippi. Well, that would pass in Alabama. And
that's
Texas.
That's why states' rights ain't a great thing, because of places like that, and I don't know.
So, well, yeah, when it comes to basic human rights, exactly.
Could you imagine? A whole state, they're like, what do they do well? Everything except basic human rights. That's their shortfall.
Yeah, they make a great rhubarb pie.
How sad. Oh, Alabama, are you kidding? They have the best, I don't know, they have the best monster truck rodeo. Well, they're not real great
good
with the human
football
rights.
Team.
Oh, great football
good
down
college
there.
Football team.
Just basic human rights, that's an issue. If you can get past that, great state.
By the way, you know, tomorrow, I don't know why we're all arguing about this, because we could be completely fucked. There's a total lunar eclipse tomorrow.
Yeah, really?
Which is also going to be combined with a blood moon.
Total lunar eclipse.
So,
is that what does that mean? Satan?
According to WorldNet Daily.
No shit. Alec Jones.
Pastor Mark Blitz, who I'm reading from Right Wing Watch, by the way,
.org, okay.
Who literally wrote the book on heavenly signs.
Wait, WorldNet Daily, that's Santorum, right?
Santorum does write for WorldNet.
And not Alex Jones.
As does, no.
Info
Alex
Wars.
Jones is InfoWars.
God damn it!
That tomorrow's, this guy, Pastor Mark Blitz, is warning that tomorrow's eclipse could,
yes,
possibly signal, quote, God is closing this chapter of human history.
That sounds so civilized.
And is, quote, warning us of the great tribulation mentioned in the Bible.
It's the great tribulation only mentioned. It's only a mention.
Even though we knew this was coming.
What do we do? Go get canned goods? Is it like Y2K? Should I get duct tape?
In Joel chapter 2, verse 31.
Oh, Joel. Billy Joel.
Quote, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood.
No, that's
before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come.
No, no, no. That's Pink.
Those
are Pink Floyd lyrics.
Why is this attractive to people? This great and terrible Lord.
I don't know.
Why do people need,
I don't know,
to supplicate themselves to some,
yes,
dick of a god?
Assholes supplicate.
I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't
why
get
do
it.
They why are they so desperate in their lives to envision God? I kind of get the hippie God.
Well, why?
Everybody loves everybody.
Oh, yeah.
God loves everybody. God,
yeah,
loves,
yeah,
us,
yeah,
all. It's kind of hard to wrap my brain around if he loves everybody and is all powerful. Why all the shit happening?
Why do good things happen to bad people? Go through our Amazon portal on crabdiving.com. Buy the book. We get a shekel.
And yeah, and I just don't understand this. Then he says in the New Testament, Jesus says,
oh, yes,
immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light.
Right.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Yay.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
Right.
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Jesus, Son of God, after he would say things, he had finger symbols. He would just click them. Or, yeah.
Oh, so very strange.
Jesus toured with a band. They accompanied him. They played for him.
In an email, I guess we got to get an email list.
Ba-dum.
It seems like all these guys have
rim shot.
It seems like all these guys have email.
Oh God!
So maybe
we got to get
an
email
list
going.
In,
yeah,
an email promoting the article, WND backs up Pastor Blitz's point.
What would we email people
by
about?
Noting this shit?
Okay.
By noting that since the last blood moon occurred.
All right. When was that?
Several terrible things have happened. It wasn't that long ago, right?
The other day.
A couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Including the spread of Ebola and the rise of ISIS.
Oh, shit. He's got a point. Also, Stephen Connolly, all that came out.
Don't forget,
horrible.
We even played a clip of John Hagee, that Texas super church lunatic.
It's crazy. Most
talking
of these,
about the blood moons.
Most of these dudes are white.
Hagee said that the blood moons are the divine sign for Israel.
What the fuck, man?
These people are so
they're so wrapped up in this apocalypse
crazy
bullshit. They have such a hard on for it. And I guarantee you, if the apocalypse started, whatever the fuck that means, if fire started shooting out of the ground, they would be the first, or everyone would be bummed out, but they would be the first person to say, oh, shit, I was always hoping this was bullshit.
Yeah, it is that whole conservative mindset of punishing and suffering. Like, you got to suffer to live.
It's like, what do they
want?
You're
not living unless you're suffering.
What do they want? Okay, so the four horsemen, right out of the apocalypse, they start smiting everyone. Are they just going to be standing on the sideline? These right-wing nut jobs are going to be like, see, I told you so. I told you so. There's God smiting you.
Don't they get the instant transporter beam to heaven, though, when that shit
happens?
I don't
know. I guess so.
I thought the rapture, man.
They better be right about that part.
The chosen ones go and leave the rest of us. You did the Left Behind series.
Oh, yes.
You know,
right.
Abdullah Smith.
Well,
you weren't assumed into heaven.
Well, and also, since I was part of that,
Did you do your character research and see what sins you had committed?
Oh, yes.
To not allow you in. Oh, Abdullah, you were a Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you weren't allowed in.
Oh, I had vast care. I did vast character research.
Did you?
Yes. But right before I went on, I decided my spirit animal was a koala bear.
What was your line? One line about We're going down, or
we are going down.
What was the line?
I don't even remember. Oh, look, Buck, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are at our 12 o'clock. Set phasers for stun. Here.
Get the audio
right
version.
You know, it started. It went, Abdullah flashbacked when he was a kid. He went to Hollywood, tried to be an actor. He found himself in Bryan Singer's hot tub. Why is this guy in a snorkel mask fondling me?
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen, for the home stretch of the big show here on Tuesday.
Live with you.
We are here 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every goddamn freaking weekday.
Yay.
3 to 5 p.m. if you listen to us on the Eastern Coast. After that, it's available for podcast, wrapped up with a nice little red, white, and blue liberal bow.
Crabdiving.com.
Go to crabdiving.com for the latest link. To the latest link.
The latest and greatest.
Of what's going on. Don't forget our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And the Twitter, @crabdiving. Yeah. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're going to we have beer.
Let's are we going to you said we're going to refocus?
I was going to say refuel, and that made me think beer.
Okay. Well,
that's sad.
What's the plan?
I don't think, let's have some kale and some roughage.
Just make sure
when I think refueling, I think beer.
Well, yeah, duh.
And that's it.
Right.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Take a hit. Take a shit. More Crab Nation on the other side. As soon as I find the going to break.
Yeah. Oh, you can't find the button.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StoragePipe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StoragePipe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StoragePipe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Florida.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is Florida. He just stretches. I'm surprised Floridians, they don't spell they don't say Florida. I'm surprised they don't say Florida.
Tramar LaSalle Dillard, born in 1979, better known by his stage name Flo Rida.
Tramar
is an American rapper. He's known for hit songs such as "Low," featuring T-Pain, which was a number one hit for 10 weeks in the United States in 2008.
For sure. Is Flo Rida a supporter of Saudi?
And Right Round featuring Kesha. I forgot about Kesha.
Is he for sodomy-based marriages? I was
he
about
probably,
to say sodium-based marriages.
Probably, yeah. He likes the salty ones.
Salty.
He probably doesn't give a rat's ass.
He probably didn't give a
gay
fuck.
Gay marriage, yeah.
He doesn't care. He's making cabbage selling ringtones.
Yeah, man.
We need some fucking ringtones.
A lot of significant cash.
We need some fucking cabbage.
4 albums he's had so far.
Cabbage.
In total, his music has amassed 75 million downloads worldwide.
Fuck him. 75 million?
Yeah.
Goddamn, man. He's got it going on. He really does. Flo Rida.
His parents raised him and 7 sisters.
Oh, shit.
Together.
One of 7 girls. Good God.
There's one boy, and 7 sisters.
Well, God works in mysterious ways, dummy.
Holy cheap shit. Dang. Flo Rida. I like that song.
Yeah, I do too. Congratulations, Flo Rida, on all your success. And we wish you continued happiness and
right. You
know, lots more ringtones in your future.
We've got some news yesterday. I'm going to try to make a specific drop for the 2016 GOP primary race. I mean, I'll use the circus, but
wow.
You know, we'll have to do some kind of
this is like a behind the scenes moment. We really don't have that.
Like, we'll have to write the 2016
GOP primary.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that'd be great. If you want to see more behind, if you want to see more behind the scenes stuff, let us know 855-862-7234. What element of the show?
Or if you want us to please stop,
right?
No behind the scenes bullshit.
I think people are. How does this show come together? What's it like before the on air light goes on?
Pull the curtain back on the wizard and see how the magic is slow.
People are tweeting. They're like, "What's it like when Ryan has to beg Kate to go out to take a piss?" hates going out with me.
She hid under my desk.
Did you see what went on?
She hid under the desk.
I had to beg her to go outside. And then when we got down there, it was so hot, I had to put the leash on her and actually walk her into the yard.
Yeah, she's got a mind of her own.
Does she know what it's like?
Tiny walnut size.
To be like of her relatives, what are they? She descended from wolves. You know how bad a coyote has it?
Do you know what, you're descended from Vikings or whatever. Do you know what it's like?
I'm descended from monkeys.
You know, that's right.
From a Viking?
Why are there still monkeys then?
Right. Oh, that's a good point. Why?
Because we weren't descended from monkeys. We have a common descendant with monkeys.
Who is that?
Well, his name is Earl.
Earl?
I don't know. So we've got some news from the Republican clown car.
Shut up.
Yesterday we talked about, go to our Facebook page too, I think we put it up there, that Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes.
Lindsey Graham.
I am for sodomy-based marriage.
I am going to throw my stylish shoes into the ring.
Hey!
If nobody starts talking about bombing the shit out of everyone and everything.
Three snaps in a C formation!
So, yeah. So... Lindsey may jump in. I saw it.
Yeah, man.
One of the headlines early this morning on the HuffPo was it was just a picture of about eight of the maybes jumping in for the 2008.
Oh, yummy. Who are they?
It's great. Well, like Scott Walker, who's got issues. They've all got a lot of them got issues. Chris Christie, under investigation. Scott Walker, under investigation.
Chuck Norris, canceled. Walker, Texas Ranger. Right. Is that still on the air, yes or no?
However, no. However.
Damn it.
You remember that good and smart capitalist that she is, that genius who created her own TV station.
So they all go vegan and... wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they? I don't know. Why are you even worried about that?
I tell you, man, you listen, you just say yes to her, especially when she's drunk.
She'll get her trucker daughter to come take a shot at you with that left.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, we're not saying she was fucked up when she said that, but if she were, let's speculate. What do you think that is? What drug? You think it's booze or do you think it's pharmaceuticals?
Pills.
What pill?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's definitely a...
I mean, is that a Vicodin kind of thing or is that an Oxy kind of thing? It's more of a Vicodin.
So she started the Sarah Palin channel.
Oh, yes.
Where you can listen to stuff like that.
So actually, I like that. I like that. That makes me laugh.
For $10 a month.
Ooh, fuck that shit. How much for crab diving?
Well, yesterday.
Yes.
A new channel launched on the internet.
Oh, God.
A voice that you may, apparently this person believes you want to hear. Herman Cain launched the Herman Cain channel.
Ask Herman Cain.
He'll be charging $9.99 a month.
I'm listening.
Which is a reference to his famous 999 tax plan. Remember that?
Oh, my God. No, I remember this. Use Becky stand. See, that's what you remember.
Herman Cain posted, "You know me. You know how I like to express myself. You know I like to have fun doing so. You know how I feel about this country, its problems, and the solutions that are needed." So with this model, you and I don't need... don't need them, the political class is talking about. We can have our own channel just between us. We can have a great time with it.
It's going to be a great time. What are you going to see, though? Like, what? There's got to be some element of entertainment to it. What does he do to entertain me if I pay whatever?
I
What do I get out of it?
I don't know.
Does he dance? Is he a comic type?
The new venture is produced
Magician.
By Tap TV.
Oh, Tap TV. T-A-P?
Which is two P's. Which is the same company.
Total Aryan Prostitutes.
Which is the same company that produced the Sarah Palin show.
Oh, God. Oh, I see. Oh, I understand. We both understand what's going on with this company. These fuckers are geniuses. They're like, listen, we can shoot content. We can, you know, put it somewhere. Let's take advantage of these really stupid assholes. Let's go to every right-wing nut job and say we will produce their content. That's great.
Come on inside. Every day I'll give you my unique take on the news you need to know about. Plus,
oh, yeah.
Come behind the scenes of our national radio show. See, he does.
Come on inside.
He does behind the scenes too.
Oh yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that. I want a GoPro on Kate's head now. She's right there asleep in the chair.
Join us on a video chat.
Oh, creepy.
Ask me your questions. Get my advice on business, personal success, and
that's
leadership. So he's doing more than Sarah
Palin
is. Sarah Palin is just putting out shitty webcam videos.
Oh, this is interactive.
Of herself talking to the screen. Oh, don't you know stuff and things and stuff. This guy has a daily radio show. He's actually, like, doing shit.
Oh, okay, so now I understand. This guy does talk radio, Herman Cain, right?
He does.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I don't understand Sarah Palin's deal. What do I get out of that? Is it a reality show? Is she pitching that as a reality show? Like, I get, like, Sarah Palin, if I sign up for her channel, is her house wired for sound?
No. I think it's a mixture of all kinds of shit.
Oh, I see.
But I think it's Sarah Palin channel. Is it .com or .tv?
Oh, God.
It's .com.
.org.
Welcome to the Sarah Palin channel. Join us as we discuss the great issues of the day and work towards solutions. Today, together, let's live life vibrantly, purposefully, and boldly.
Good God.
There's a counter.
Yes.
It says days left in Obama administration. Counting down.
Oh, I love it.
There is and the national debt counter.
Dee, 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 dee.
Going up.
You know, Rush Limbaugh, back in the day when Clinton was in office, they used to sell these clocks with Clinton's face on it, and the time was backwards.
Right.
It counted backwards. I love that. I thought that was funny.
Is what you can get.
See, she's not a broadcaster. I don't understand, like, what the fuck she's going to talk about on her what content is she going to have? She's going to be fleecing. Why would she?
Her website.
She's going to fleece people.
Doesn't say what Herman Cain says about we're going to give you this content and
right.
this content and this content.
It's a service.
Hers doesn't say anything.
How the fuck am I supposed to? Why would I give $9.99? It doesn't tell me what I get. Who the fuck works like that? If you signed up for crab diving, what would you get?
Oh, here's a 44-minute video sample you can watch.
Okay.
It's free. Sarah Palin's Alaska. It's one of the – she gives you an episode of one of her shitty reality
shows. That's already out there.
I know.
Here's
2 weeks ago, a behind-the-scenes video, dinner and discussion with the author of Wacko Birds. Governor Palin hosts – Breitbart editor,
oh God,
Joel Pollack for a salmon and halibut dinner to discuss his forthcoming book, Wacko Birds, The Fall and Rise of the Tea Party.
Who is going to listen to that? I mean, think about it. I'm having an author over for dinner for salmon. Who cares what they're eating? It doesn't fucking matter. Do you want to listen in? Who's that one guy who had dinner in a movie?
If you follow them when they go to a party, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Watch a cage match with Bristol.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Sarah Palin's thing is a reality show. That's easy, right? If you're producing that, that's the angle.
Yes.
I don't know about Herman Cain. You think Herman Cain is a good enough broadcaster that people are going to be like, oh, interesting, I want to hear what he has to say?
Yeah. Maybe.
Because Sarah Palin.
You know
channel.
What? I'll give Herman Cain the benefit of the doubt. I
you would listen to Herman Cain.
I might.
He might be funny if he says shit like, who gives a fuck about Becky Stan? If he just capitalizes on his, like, being proud of not knowing.
He'll probably sing.
Oh, yeah, he sings. But if I want to hear a good singer, I'm not going to go to Herman Cain.
True.
See, I mean, Sarah Palin, if she goes a reality show route with her stupid fucking channel, I think people will watch that, and I think it will be a success.
But that's not what's going.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupid as shit.
So speaking of, what else have we got? Oh, we only got five and a half minutes left here on the big show. What did we tweet out? Cops? Something about cops? I got a cop story.
Police brutality, man.
Well, there's a couple stories. One, if you go to our Facebook, you'll see one. But another guy, this is a cell phone video. Family stopped in for traffic for not wearing their seatbelts.
Did they at least turn the cell phone the right way when you film? Which way are you supposed to turn? Letterbox or up and down?
Panorama.
What? Oh,
sideways. Turn it sideways.
This way or that way?
The second way.
The second, sideways.
Okay. For the iPhone. So,
well, I have an iPhone.
But this was a kid in the back seat taping when they got pulled over.
Oh, shit.
They are an African-American family, surprisingly.
Good job, Junior.
Pulled over, and the cop is being a dick, tells the passenger that he wants his ID. The guy says, I don't have it.
Hey, I don't have it, man.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
And technically, I think the cops, you don't have to provide, I thought the Supreme Court voted on that. You don't have to provide, if you're in a car as a passenger, there's no probable cause if you stop somebody for a traffic stop.
If you're white.
Right.
You didn't read it all.
I forgot they were black.
They added that one thing in.
So anyway, the guy's like, the woman called 911.
Yes.
On the cops. Because the cops pulled their guns on him.
All of a sudden,
because he wouldn't get out of the car.
All of a sudden, his phone starts ringing in his pocket.
Yeah. So,
oh, that sucks.
He's on the phone with 911 saying these cops are going to shoot us for no reason. They're pulling their guns. They're being violent. The guy says, "Get out of the car." He says, "I'm not getting out of the car. I fear for my life."
Yeah.
The cop smashes the window.
Oh my god!
And tases the fuck out of the guy right there, and they drag him out. So check that out on Facebook.
That's just sad.
We're not going to get to the genius celebrities. We'll have to do that tomorrow.
Ooh, I'm excited. I have some guesses. Judd Hirsch, smartest celebrity in America.
We'll save the we'll let you hang on that for tomorrow. You'll be
Star
desperate
of Taxi.
To know. So another cop story. This
yes.
one drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, this stuff it bugs me too.
Indiana State Police Trooper Brian Hamilton.
Oh shit!
Pulled over a woman named Ellen Bogan.
Ellen.
Handed her a warning ticket. Handed her a ticket.
Okay.
And then said, "Do you have a home church?
Okay.
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your savior?"
Hey, Looney Tunes, you're a cop.
She's now, and then he went back to his car and got her a pamphlet.
Oh, shit.
And this pamphlet.
Watchtower?
Tells, no, crazy Jesus.
Okay. Oh, well.
Evangelical.
Sure.
The pamphlet advertises his radio broadcast, Trooper Dan Jones, Policing for Jesus Ministries, outlining God's plan for salvation. Which is a 4-point list advising the reader to realize you're a sinner.
I'm promoting my radio show.
And realize the Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sins.
Duh.
I'm not affiliated with any church, he says. I don't go to church. So, but I feel compelled to say, the woman said that. I'm sorry. She said, I'm not affiliated with church. I don't go to church. I felt compelled to say I did just because he was standing there. It's a trooper with a gun. He wasn't being threatening or anything, but she said it was just weird. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally into Jesus.
Let me tell you something. To be honest with you, if a guy with a gun, yeah, I'm like, I'm into Jesus too.
So she's suing the fuck out of them. Now
good.
They're taking supervisory action.
Super.
They're saying. But some of these people are screaming First Amendment.
For the cop, right?
First Amendment.
Hey, suck a dick.
One guy said, well, it's kind of fuzzy area. The question is, is the speech of the police officer.
You got to be careful with your fuzzy areas.
Yeah. Now, he can have his little radio show as long as he doesn't wear his uniform or he's not
oh
on duty
God.
When he's doing it. But you can't stop somebody in a police in a uniform.
I'm getting a ticket.
And hand them a religious pamphlet.
And a promo for your shitty internet radio show.
Kill me. Christians, imagine if it was a Muslim cop handing out something for Allah. That's
Jihad.
All I gotta say.
Jihad.
Right.
J Jihad.
Unbelievable. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the big Tuesday show. We're back tomorrow. Hump day.
Sodomy-based y'all. Jihad.
Speaking of humping, we're back tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast.
That's right.
Listen to us after the show on Stitcher. Or go to crabdiving.com.
Yeah, go to crabdiving.com.
For past episodes, don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, @crabdiving. Our Facebook is facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Instagram. We're on G+.
We're on your mom.
Depends. What does mom look like?
send us a picture.
We're going to be back tomorrow. Follow Ryan Schaefer @RatedRComedy.
Follow Money Fairy. Very funny Patrick Vile
We'll be
Experience.
Back.
Ah, fuck.
Everything and anything is crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Horrible.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or on crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter @crabdiving and on Facebook @facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.